With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
If you've ever felt your heart racing before a big presentation, if you've ever had sweaty palms before a difficult conversation, if you've ever felt that familiar knot in your stomach before stepping into something new, this episode is just for you. What is good, world? You have tuned in to another episode of The Double Edge Factor. I am your host, Rob Manuel, and peace and blessings unto you. Before we get going, be sure to like, follow, and hit that subscribe button to never miss another episode, because the more positive interactions you put out there, the more they push this podcast to people who've never heard it before, which allows us to grow and have a greater impact on more people around the world. So I would certainly appreciate it if you would do me that huge favor. Today, we're going to tap into something that could literally change how you experience life's biggest moments. The mindset that transforms anxiety into excitement. Let's start with the simple truth. Anxiety is a part of the human experience. You can't escape it. It's been with us since the beginning of time, and it's not going anywhere anytime soon. The question isn't whether you'll experience anxiety. The question is what you will do with it when it shows up. Most of us have been taught to see anxiety as the enemy. We try to suppress it, avoid it, even medicate it away. We tell ourselves and others to just relax, chill out, don't worry about it. But what if I told you that anxiety and excitement are almost neurologically identical? What if the very thing you're trying to eliminate could become your greatest ally? Here's what scientists say about it. Both anxiety and excitement trigger the same physiological responses in your body. Your heart rate increases, your breathing quickens, your palms might sweat, and your mind becomes hyper-focused. The only difference between anxiety and excitement is the story you tell yourself about what's really happening. This isn't about positive thinking. This is about understanding how God designed your body and mind to work together. When you feel those familiar sensations starting to build up, you're standing at a crossroads. You can either tell yourself something terrible is about to happen, or you can tell yourself something amazing is about to happen. The choice is yours. Let me share something about how your brain works. Now, I'm not a scientist, so forgive my words for messing them up. When you feel anxious about your amygdala, which is the alarm system in your brain, this is sending signals that something significant is about to happen. It's not inherently negative. It's just significant. Your amygdala can tell the difference between a threat and an opportunity. It just knows that whatever is coming requires your full attention and energy. This is why trying to calm down when you're anxious often backfires. You're essentially fighting against your body's natural response system. But when you reframe anxiety as excitement, You're working with your body instead of against it. You're taking the same physiological energy and channeling it into a positive direction. It's been found that people who say, I'm excited before a performance, they consistently outperform those who say I'm calm or I try to suppress their anxiety. Why is that? Because excitement and anxiety both require high arousal states. When you're excited, you're alert, you're focused, and you're energized. When you're anxious, you're alert, but you're focused and you're energized as well. So the difference is the interpretation of both of them. This leads me to a story that perfectly illustrates this principle. Gideon. This was a man who knew anxiety intimately. When God first called him, he was hiding in a wine press, secretly threshing wheat because he was afraid of the Midianite raiders. This wasn't a man who felt confident or brave. This was a man who was paralyzed by fear and uncertainty. When the angel of the Lord appeared to him, he said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." Gideon's response essentially was, "Are you talking to me? I'm the weakest member around here. There's nothing mighty about me." He was looking at his circumstances through the lens of anxiety and fear. But then something happened. God began to reframe Gideon's perspective. He didn't remove the challenging circumstances. The Midianites were still there, still oppressing Israel, but God helped Gideon see that those circumstances started seeing them through a different lens. Instead of seeing an impossible situation, Gideon began to see an opportunity for God to demonstrate his power. Instead of seeing his own inadequacy, he began to see God's adequacy working through him. Instead of seeing certain defeat, he began to see certain victory, not because the circumstances had changed, but because his mindset changed. The most remarkable part about this story, though, is what happens next. God actually reduced Gideon's army from 32,000 men to 300 men. From a human perspective, this made the situation more anxiety provoking, I'm sure. But Gideon had learned to reframe his anxiety as excitement about what God was going to do. When the time came for battle, Gideon didn't approach it with dread or fear. He approached it with anticipation and excitement. He had learned to see the same physiological responses that the racing heart, the heightened awareness, the surge of energy as signs that God was about to do something amazing. And the result, one of the most spectacular victories in military history. 300 men with trumpets and torches defeated an army of thousands. But it wasn't the strategy that won the battle. It was the mindset. Gideon had learned to transform his anxiety into excitement and about God's possibilities. So, how do we apply this to our daily lives? How do we develop this anxiety to excitement, an excitement mindset? Let me share a couple of practical strategies that can help you make that shift. Number one, change your self-talk. The first step of becoming aware of how to talk yourself when anxiety hits, instead of saying, "I'm so nervous," try saying, "I'm excited." Instead of, "This is going to be a terrible try," say, "This is going to be an interesting one." Instead of saying, "I can't handle this," try saying, "I'm ready for the challenge." This isn't about denying reality or pretending everything is fine. It's about choosing to interpret your body signals in a way that serves you rather than sabotage you. Remember, your body is preparing you for action. The question is whether you'll use that preparation for peak performance or panic. Number two, focus on the possibilities. not problems. Anxiety focuses on what could go wrong. Excitement focuses on what could go right. When you feel those familiar sensations starting to build, immediately redirect your attention to the possibilities in front of you. If you're about to give a presentation, instead of thinking about the ways you might mess up, think about how you might connect with that audience or how your message will impact someone's life. If you're about to have a difficult conversation, instead of focusing on how bad it might go, focus on how it might lead to a breakthrough and an understanding. A while back, I spoke about a story when I was doing a presentation and the audio video portion got all messed up. And it just totally threw me off my game, right? At that time, I was focused on what was going wrong. But the following day, same exact thing happened. The difference was I focused on the material and my mission to win that contract through my presentation versus what was going on around me. You see, this isn't naive optimism. It's a strategic thinking. You're training your brain to look for opportunities instead of threats. You're developing what psychologists call an opportunity mindset. Number three, embrace the energy. Instead of trying to suppress the physical sensations of anxiety, learn to embrace them as fuel for a peak performance. That racing heart, that's your body preparing for you to give it your best. That heightened sense of awareness, that's your awareness being sharpened for optimal focus. A lot of athletes understand this principle. Best competitors don't try to eliminate the pregame jitters. They channel them into explosive performance. They've learned to interpret nervous energy as excitement energy. Number four, practice gratitude over opportunity. One of the most powerful reframes you can make is to become grateful for the very situation that's causing your anxiety. It kind of sounds counterintuitive, I know, but it works because it shifts your focus from what you might lose to what you might gain. Before that job interview, instead of worrying about rejection, become grateful for the opportunity to share your story. Before that difficult conversation, instead of dreading conflict, become grateful for the chance to deepen a relationship. Before that new challenge, instead of fearing failure, become grateful for the opportunity to grow. Number five, remember your why. Anxiety often strikes when you lose sight of the deeper purpose. When you're focused on your why, the reason you're doing something different, the anxiety transforms into excitement about fulfilling that purpose. So you see, Gideon's why was delivering his people from oppression. When he stayed focused on that purpose, the same situation that initially caused anxiety became a source of excitement. Your why might be serving your family, advancing your career, making a difference in your community, or glorifying God through your work. Number six, use biblical promises as anchors. And these are full of promises that can help anchor your mindset during those anxious moments. So verses like, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Or, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. See, they're not just nice thoughts. They are the truth anchors that can help you reframe from your perspective. When anxiety hits, immediately go to these promises. Remind yourself that God is with you, that He has equipped you for this moment, and that He will give you everything you need to succeed. And we will be right back. Today's show is brought to you by Polished Custom Builders, where they specialize in building your dream into a reality through custom home building, renovations, and interior design. Check them out at polishedcustombuilders.com, where the most beautiful house in the world is the one that you build yourself. Now, here's what's beautiful about the mindset shift. The more you practice it, the more natural it becomes. Every time you successfully reframe anxiety as excitement, you're creating new neural pathways in your brain. You're literally rewiring your default response to stressful situations. This is why some people seem to thrive under pressure while others crumble. It's not that they don't experience anxiety. It's that they've trained themselves to interpret and channel that anxiety just a little differently. They develop what I call anxiety resilience, the ability to use nervous energy as fuel for excitement. Think about the most successful people you know. I guarantee you they've experienced anxiety in big moments before. The difference is how they process and use that anxiety. They've learned to see it as a sign that they're about to do something significant, not something scary. Let me give you some examples of how this works in different areas of your life. So in public speaking, instead of "I'm terrified of speaking in front of all these people," try "I'm excited to share something valuable with all of these people." That same rapid heartbeat that becomes energy, it will become energy for a passion delivery rather than job interviews. Instead of "they're trying to judge me and probably will reject me," we'll change that to "I'm excited to share my story and learn about this opportunity." You see, that same nervous energy becomes enthusiasm that usually impresses during interviews. What about difficult conversations? Instead of "this is going to be awkward and painful," try "this is going to be an opportunity for a deeper connection and understanding." That same tension that can become energy for authentic communication. What about new challenges? Instead of "I don't know if I can handle this," try "I'm excited to discover what I'm capable of." The same uncertainty becomes anticipation for growth and learning. What about this one? Financial decisions. Instead of "what if I make the wrong choice," try "I'm excited to step into better stewardship and provision." That same concern becomes enthusiasm for wise decision making. So, as you begin practicing this mindset shift, you're likely to encounter some obstacles. Let me address some of the common ones. Things like, "but what if something really does go wrong?" And it's a valid concern, but remember, worrying about it won't prevent it from happening. However, approaching the situation with excitement and positive energy will give you the best chances of success and the best resources for handling whatever comes your way. What about "this feels fake" or "it feels forced"? At first, it might feel unnatural. That's normal. But you're changing a deeply ingrained pattern. With practice, the new way of thinking will become more authentic and automatic. What about "I'm just not a naturally optimistic person"? This isn't about changing your personality. It's about changing your strategy. Even naturally cautious people can learn to channel their anxiety into productive excitement. What about "what if I get disappointed"? Disappointment is a risk in any significant endeavor, but living in constant anxiety doesn't protect you from disappointment. It just prevents you from experiencing the joy and energy that comes from excited anticipation. So as we wrap up today, I want to give you 5 practical steps to begin implementing this mindset shift in your life. First, identify your anxiety triggers. What situations consistently make you feel anxious? Write them down and begin practicing to reframe each one of them. Second, develop a personal excitement vocabulary. Instead of saying "I'm nervous," what will you say? "I'm energized. I'm ready. I'm excited. I was made for this opportunity." Third, create reminder systems. Put verses or positive affirmations wherever you are so you can see them before your anxiety-provoking situations. Set your phone up with reminders to check on yourself. Fourth, Practice in low-stakes situations first. Don't wait until the biggest moment of your life to try this technique. Practice it with smaller challenges so the neural pathways are already established when you really, really need them. Fifth, celebrate your successes. When you successfully reframe anxiety as excitement and you have a positive outcome, you gotta acknowledge that. This reinforces the neural pathways and builds confidence in your future situations. And you know what else? Here's something beautiful about developing this mindset. It doesn't just change how you experience anxiety. It changes how you approach life in general. When you learn to see challenges as opportunities, you become more willing to take risks, pursue dreams, and step into your full potential. You also become an encourager to others. When people see you handling stressful situations with excitement and energy, they are inspired to do the same thing. Your transformation becomes the catalyst for transformation for others. Like Gideon, you might discover that the very thing you thought was your greatest weakness, your tendency toward anxiety, becomes one of the greatest strengths. That sensitivity to situations that heighten awareness, the surge of energy, these can all become tools for exceptional performance and deep impact. Your choice is yours, my friends. The next time you feel that familiar tightness in your chest, that racing heartbeat, those sweaty palms, you can choose to see them as signs that something amazing is about to happen. You can choose to channel that energy into excitement about the possibilities that are ahead. Remember Gideon's story. He went from hiding in a wine press to leading one of history's most famous victories. The circumstances didn't change. His mindset did. The same God who was with Gideon is the same one that's with you. Same power that's transformed his anxiety into excitement is available to you too. This isn't about eliminating anxiety from your life. It's about transforming it into fuel for your greatest moments. It's about learning to see that racing hearts as your body's way of saying, get ready. Something significant is about to happen. So embrace that energy. Trust that process and get excited about what God is going to do through you, starting with the very situation that makes your heart race. Until next time, remember, what feels like fear might just be faith preparing you to soar. This is Rob Manuel with the Double Edge Factor. And if you found this episode or even a few words value added, share this episode with just one person. The only way we grow this podcast is when you guys share it. The more you share, the greater impact we have on more listeners around the world. So hit that subscribe button to never miss another episode or find the Double Edge Factor on linktree.com where you will have access to our email list and have access to all of our social media outlets. And as I always say, my friends, be intentional with your words, your thoughts, and your actions, and always find a way to be a blessing to someone else today.